hello and welcome once again to Crazy Comics and Stories. It's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Rap Bastard. And normally at the other end of the series of tubes and wires that we call the internet is Joe Crazy Rider. But because I said that, you know he's not here. This is the second part of our running around the Twin Cities. It's our road trip episodes. 2 weeks ago, comic shops opened up, and here in the Twin Cities, we were excited because comic shops have been closed for a while. We haven't been able to get out. So we went out and we hit a bunch of comic shops, some of which are along Lake Street, which was the site of many of the protests and riots over the last 2 weeks. So this was recorded about 2 days before that. No, 3 days before that began. I know there is a lot of stuff going on in comics right now. Joe and I will be touching on all of it in next week's show. The fact that Diamond and DC have decided that they aren't going to be working together anymore, and each side is putting out their story. There are two new distributors here in the U.S. We'll be going over that. We'll be going over the history of what happened when Marvel tried this. And more stuff. But right now, we are running late. I had to work on Saturday. That was when I got this episode fixed, and I was going to be finishing everything up and recording this part on Sunday. But no, Joe called me out, and I thought we were just going to one shop. But no, instead, we went to quite a few. And because he had the windows down the whole time, and Butch wasn't with us, the recording turned out to be kind of a waste of time. So, here you go. Here is the second part of our road trip 2020, where we go to, we get out of the comic book, College of Comic Book Knowledge. Then we go over to The Source. We go to Hot Comics in, which Hot Comics is it? It's the Hot Comics on the east side of Minneapolis, one of the southern suburbs, Richfield. So there you go. Here is this week's episode.
Joe, did I bring that water in and put it there, or did I put mine?
No,
in my
I brought
bag?
That for you. I brought that for you.
Did you?
Or Corey, or whoever.
Yeah, you brought
whoever.
That.
Are you washing your ass, Papo? Are you washing your ass?
All right. Just leaving the college. And once again, we're thwarted. Thwarted! Not only did we not, for the second time in a row, get to Nostalgia Zone, but Steve Brown, the man of renown, who's always frowned, down in
my wife told Cedar me I'd never go to college.
he's closed at 4, and it's like 4:30, even though the website says 5. So
I guess he's going to get
the way I said it. Hey, can we come down there and give you money?
I guess the college won't be the only place with a bashed in door. So what happened there?
Somebody tried to rob, but they have an alarm, so it went off, and they said they didn't get anything.
Chased them off. Well, I guess.
It's kind of like the year before.
Still.
Gruber and I bought Hot Comics. Some guy went to every store in town. And
even a bunch of shinders.
Rob shit. Yeah. They tried to get in. They got in Dreamhaven. St. Paul Comic wasn't too worried about it because he put all his shit in that 2-ton safe he had.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, if they get it, they can take it.
They did get in Hot Comics.
They got in Hot Comics.
They kicked out a piece of glass in a door that couldn't have been 10 inches wide.
When I remember telling Brian, I said, every shop in town, nope, never going to hit me.
They hit him.
They tried hitting, I can't think of his name on Snelling and
Midway.
Midway, thank you. And
Midway Boy.
But he's got those doors that are cordoned off. So they tried to get
double
in there
door.
And they're not getting anywhere. It's like that one weird door we had back by the garbage. It didn't go anywhere.
A door to nowhere.
It was a good door.
We're on the door to nowhere.
So anyway, Steve's closed.
Don't come inside.
All right, let's talk about our haul. What'd you get? As we're leaving Comic College.
Butch, you go first.
All right, I got that big double book hardcover Marvel Photo Journal to Marvel Photo Journal to Marvel Photo Journal.
For $20,
you know,
both of
one.
Them.
Yeah, two books for $20. A lot of comic book covers.
Yeah.
Marvel covers. That's good. I've been on a covers kick lately, and I will be happy to sit and flip through that like a goof. I got one of those big, thick Hembeck, Fred Hembeck reprints.
Oh, that's fun stuff.
Need
a magnifying glass, though, because some of that stuff doesn't...
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. Because there's some of it when he does the Dateline stuff from the Comic Buyer's Guide. He did it so small anyways. So just be prepared.
Looked like there were a few pages of text in the beginning, so he's probably some kind of an intro. I think it said an intro by Stan Lee. And that helped persuade me to buy it. But that thing's only $25 and it... $25 and it's about 10,000 pages.
And it's got an intro by Brother Voodoo.
Does it have an intro by Brother Voodoo?
Oh!
As well it should.
Alright.
And I got a bunch of quarter books.
Shit, I'm going the wrong way.
Including some Wizard magazines up in the high 90s and early 100s. And a bunch of the quarter books I bought were like free comic book day books that I just want to look at again. To look.
Shit, I'm going the wrong way.
No, you're right here.
I don't want to be that way.
You want to be there? But you're here. Minneapolis.
Why do you want to attack Bill in his house?
He had it coming. How about you, Mr. Strode? What did you get?
I hit the, I don't know what we call them. The collected, basically where they take a story or a miniseries or whatever and put them all together. I actually found something I have been looking for years.
Comic collections.
All 6 issues of the comic Very Vicky, which was a kind of a hipster comic in the 90s where, you know, lots of booze jokes, lots of 60s jokes.
I was saying
the creators actually have gone on to do children's books.
Oh, good for us.
And got Total Eclipse, which was the big crossover Mark Wolfman wrote for Eclipse, where all of their books crossed over, which is hard to do because they were all creator-owned books and only like one or two of them were superheroes.
How many issues were there of Total Eclipse? 2?
5.
No. Not me.
What sucks about them is the bindings.
Oh, no.
They're so bad.
Oh, no.
And if you open it, it'll crack and all the pages fall out of it because the glue over years.
Oh, so bag each individual page.
Don't touch it. Whatever you do, Stroke, don't open it.
Don't read it.
Peppermint condition.
Peppermint.
Let's see. I got a, I got a Hulk.
Hulk.
Essential. Essential number 4, which is jealous. Kind of the mid-100.
I am jealous.
I got Giant Size X-Men Anniversary, which is not quite
interesting,
but close. And it was half off, so it was $20. And then 75 Years at the Justice Society, also half off.
Well, and what is that about?
It's Best Stories of the Justice Society.
I see, in 75 years.
Joe?
They had some? Ah, okay, so JoJo at home.
Joe got that thing.
Reading, finally, X-Files Conspiracy. And what it is, it's the lone gunmen discover this weird thing coming from the future that's essentially a pandemic that'll destroy humanity.
Oh!
And they link it to those phony Ghostbusters in New York, these sightings of these large reptile turtles, the crow, and these gigantic transforming robots. And
I bet they're more than meets the eye.
You wouldn't believe the look on my face.
And apparently I did not buy the last issue, which it was a 6-issue miniseries. So I bought it, which means as soon as I do, somewhere in my vast accumulation I did buy it. I will attack Bill in his house.
Or you'll lose the first 5 issues.
No, that I don't mind. I already read them.
But you can't sell them on eBay.
Read them, never forget them.
In the 50 centers, I bought...
50 centers?
I don't know what the hell. I bought a Christmas cover of something. The Marvel... Speaking of covers, they had like a magazine, Marvel Hip Hop Covers. And I thought, well, what the heck? I didn't buy them. Didn't really care about them, but it'd be fun to look at them. You saw Lois Lane in the quarter books. That was like from the...
Yeah, why did I not get that?
I don't know, but I did.
Yeah, good move.
I figured for this beat-up comic, it'd be fun to read.
I completely intended to, and it's not that beat up. It's just not...
Yeah, it's not in collector's shape.
Yeah, right.
Not pristine mint, double bag item.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I found another comic Cow.
Cow.
1 through 3, cow.
Cow. All 3 issues?
All 3 issues. Oh, cow.
Why didn't I get that Lois Lane? That's Superman's girlfriend, you know.
Yeah.
It says so right on the cover.
That's like when I was digging through shit cons ago. Cons ago.
Cons!
1 and 2, The Masked Potato.
Yeah.
And I finally read them.
And?
Oh, brilliant. The first issue was just hilarious. The second issue came out like years later and just wasn't nearly. I can tell he didn't have the oomph. His art was better, but I think he was more influenced by the image.
His friends made him do it.
Everything's a splash page.
He's doing Jim Lee potatoes drawings.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at all the lines all over the potato.
Liefeld.
Yeah.
Couldn't even finish the potato.
So, speaking of which...
Well, if Liefeld did it, there'd be pouches all over the
potato. Corey could tell you the number, but we have an episode out where we reviewed a bunch of comics like that.
Oh, dumb comics?
Yeah.
No, they're legit. They're real.
Yeah, I gotta.
And we weren't going to post it, but somebody posted it.
We weren't going to post it.
Beat that red light.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Hot comics.
Red light.
Oh.
Since it's the closest comic shop to us. I gotta get back to Lindale. I started thinking Hot Comics New Hope, and then I thought, Richfield's right in front of us.
We don't believe in hope.
Hope?
There is no hope.
There's some fine begging going on here.
Yeah, they got some decent stuff going on the corners. No, I see you let the bus go because it's bigger than you.
The bus is a giant yield sign.
Who let the bus go? Who let the bus go?
So, that was fun. Did see new comics?
I love the college. It's a nice place.
Previews is coming out next week.
I didn't look at any.
So maybe, just maybe.
Maybe.
We might have our... preview show in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on when discounts ships everything. Hey, we're back on Nicolet.
The poor guys at the college that said, oh, look, previews comes next week. They're like, it does?
Thank you. I find out when I hit them. Bam! Oh, you hit my truck.
Plenty of room, plenty of room. Clunk.
Ha! Ha! I said, ha ha.
Well, there are a lot of people out for,
for all of our lives being at risk.
I love playing Risk.
This is the first time I've been out other than the grocery store or work since, forever.
Well, I had the funeral the other day, but other than that, we hadn't been out.
Speaking of which,
yes.
Look up Issues Needed Comics in Apple Valley.
Okay.
See how late they stay open.
I don't signal. You know what I'm doing.
Can't you figure it out?
Yeah.
Comics. I wonder what they sell there.
I like it.
We did take a stop at the dollar store. Yeah. What did you buy at the dollar store?
I bought nothing.
Issues Needed.
Corey bought comic coloring books.
I looked.
Yeah, I got coloring books for when I'm at the group home.
I looked at the...
They close at 6 p.m.
Mm. Nope, I don't think we'll make it. I mean, they're in Apple Valley. It's going to take us a while to get to the freeway and...
News.
I have seen many of the DC animated movies on DVD and whatnot at the dollar store.
We are open again.
Shut up!
Yeah, they're open till 6.
Nah. We'll hit Hot Comics and then call it.
Then we go for a picnic lunch.
I got a dollar store. I got thumbtacks because I put up this cork board so I can...
I'm not eating
thumbtacks. Instead of pushing things into the wall, I can put it in the cork board instead. I got some zingers because I'm getting hungry and feeling lightheaded.
Yeah, those are handy.
And then I found a Hot Wheel.
Oh, you had some zingers.
Oh, trust me, they're being turned into poo.
Gosh. Let's all sing the social distancing song.
There's a song.
The guys at the college did give us the social distance warning.
What'd they say?
Hey guys, remember social distancing? Well, being that we're all been jammed in a truck together, it's a little late.
You guys better practice that social distancing.
And I told the guy, I said, well, I did get on my knees. Ooh.
Let's see, what is the social distancing song? Don't stand so close.
Oh, great. Now, both Stings are going to get pissed at us.
Oh,
yeah, that was one of the cool things you had.
Oh, wait, no, it'd be Stand Back by Sting, Vince McMahon.
That was NWO Sting, wasn't it, with the crow?
Yeah.
Or was that when he was a lone wolfman?
He was. It was the
lone wolf, and then he joined the NWO, which made no sense.
It was Crowface Stang.
Stank.
Stang is after.
Yeah. And then he was part of the red NWO, not the white NWO.
Aye. Typeface. Typeface. Oh, it's time for a picnic lunch. That's fun. That's a good one.
By car, eh?
We gotta look out for those picnic baskets.
Mr. Ranger isn't gonna like it. Oh, like a chow mein.
Mr. Ranger doesn't like it, we'll eat him, boo-boo. Remember, we're bears!
Yogi!
The dark, gritty Yogi Bear. Coming from DC Comics.
Can't be worse than the Banana Split horror movie.
You watch it?
Did it come out?
Yeah, it's out. It came out.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a few years ago.
I heard about it. I didn't realize it actually had been finished. Must have been a $1 billion hit.
I'm going to watch it.
Well, what? They turned Fantasy Island into a horror movie.
Instead of a horror TV show that it was?
It wasn't even a horror TV show.
It's about time.
Hey, look. Cock sales.
I could use a good cock. Wait. Sorry, I thought I heard my wife laughing.
I heard
it. I thought the guy's going around. Okay, I know I dropped the couch somewhere.
Where is it? Yeah. Have you seen it? Yeah, I seen it. I seen it.
Yeah, I seen him. He was standing over there by the tomatoes.
I hollered over there and said, don't look, Evil! Too late. She already got a free shot.
Yeah, whatever happened to Street Gang?
Well, plenty of time to bring it back.
Booger dead, booger dead.
Bringing it back.
Marvel even put out a magazine written by Stan Lee about streaking in the 70s.
Seems like something he would do.
Yep. Did you ever see Stan Lee on Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
That's just a door in a Fantastic Four road. Yep. And Chris goes, that's Stan Lee, right? Yeah. I get credit for that, don't I?
Stan posed on that freeway couch in the middle of the Fumetti book. Just a, what was it, a Hulk pillow or something over
no,
there?
No, it was the
Batman
Hulk tabloid.
Yeah. And they thought it was too risque for our young eyes, so they put him in the Hulk costume.
Oh, yeah.
But we have seen that picture.
Yeah, I got it. That's where I got the Hulk from. I was transposing my stands.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, here's a sports cafe.
That's actually the burger place we go to once in a while.
Burger.
And?
It's awesome.
Oh.
Burger.
Why do I always get left out?
It's called the Patty Mill. Because you don't answer your emails.
Yeah.
Well.
You don't get your mail.
I'll have to do something. What the?
They cut your phone line.
Stop over at Craze and get one of them computers.
Diggity diggity.
Updated damn.
No quota for
it. Can't be a computer.
Wearing no clothes. Hot diggity dog. Stay on target.
I'm breaking up.
Bah.
Nope, did I turn too quick? No, I think I did.
Hi, Bear. It's just like my dog, Bear.
Whee!
Bear!
Oh, we're going around back.
We'll go in there. They're doing a pickup.
I don't like the look of those teenagers.
We just go through. Here's the public safety guy. Yeah, you better not.
Nope, that's
Hub Center. Cop right there. Yep.
Don't even think about pulling in here. You follow that guy.
Yeah. It's a
I think we can keep going around.
That's
and
a community
get there.
Service officer. He don't do nothing but call cops. He's a
and
cop
shoot people.
Wannabe. No, they don't get guns. That sense.
That's what you think.
The incident.
They may not issue him a gun, but
I
he may.
How
have
deep
one.
Do you think this is?
The Grunewald incident. Deeper than I think.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
What you need to
deep.
Do, Corey's put in like a sound effect. Hey, that was really deep.
I'm not sure the penny candies.
Kerplunk. Oh, the penny candies, eh?
Surprisingly expensive.
Because we ain't buying no clothes.
Gander. Give me the gander.
Steak sale.
Well, at the dollar store. Because there ain't nothing better than a steak you get at the dollar store.
Dollar store steak.
Nothing better. There's a GameStop. That is good enough for me.
But don't stop.
Don't stop the game.
We is here.
We'll do
Hot comics.
I have it. I own it.
Hot comics.
I got nothing.
I got a couple trades.
You didn't get anything either, huh, Cray?
No.
Why?
That's the thing with newer comic shops. I tend to have everything. You know, where it's more fun when you hit a place that has older stuff. You know, it's more fun to dig through. All right.
I got nothing. Corey?
Thunderstorm's way over
see,
there.
I got the Encyclopedia of Superman reprint because it was half price and it's been sitting in this Hot Comics now for at least 4 years.
Put it out of its misery.
I saw that there.
Pretty much, yeah. And then Forever Evil Blight, which was a crossover in the Forever Evil DC storyline that's written by J.M.D. Matias, which I did not read because by the time they got to Forever Evil, I'd given up on the New 52.
Oh, well, yes.
We, I luck out, like all this, the storms, like, go around us.
Well, yeah. Once I found out we were hanging out, I shifted them around the other way. Yeah.
Well, it's about damn time you did something.
I shifted if them. Shifted. Oh. If I say shifted death, then...
All right, what next?
Don't matter to me,
we're
none.
We're pretty much done with shops, so... We make, see, unless you want to... Well, I'll look at my phone. Let's see if the source is open.
Let's make jokes.
Well, and isn't that Half Price Book and Magazine near the source, too?
Midway Book.
Ugh. I hate going to Midway Book.
Why?
Everybody there's just sour.
Why?
I don't think they have gotten new comics since like 1985.
Source allegedly not closes me. At 7.
The source.
Half Price closes at 5.
Half Price.
And it's 5:30. So they're closed.
We're not going to get much there.
Nope. We'll attempt to
watch
the source.
There are dummies. Look out, dummies.
Look out, dummy.
Andy Dome. I can't figure out which way to go, so I'll go forward.
Hey, it's not a car trip until Gray starts yelling.
Now, the question
people.
I what? Have... If you guys are game to eat, we could call like a pizza place.
Oh.
Have them, we'll go pick it up and we could eat it in my backyard.
Well, I like that. Because I haven't had Mama's Pizza in a while.
Mama's! Joe and I haven't talked about Mama's Pizza in like 40 minutes.
I know.
Did I say talked like or talked about?
I thought you were talking
we
about.
We haven't talked like Mama's Pizza.
You were talking about the tog.
I was talking about.
Oh, God, that feels good.
Oh.
Talk about are we, it, talk about it, talk here. About it, talk about it.
Are we going to stop in at Granite City?
I thought about it, but he didn't want to stay open past 3.
Past midnight? In time for us to get
yeah,
there?
Yeah, if we promised to spend enough money, he'd stay open.
Oh, he'll meet us at the door, yeah.
Hurry, just give me your 5s and 10s.
Tim, I'll spend $10.
Hey, that's a deal.
Feed it.
Would that be cash money or credit?
86.
Von Hansen's meats.
Crickets.
Thanks for saying that.
What? Meats.
Von Hansen's meats.
Meat.
Van Halen's meats.
There you go. That'll be their next album. They'll probably do as well as their last one.
And then I'll buy the 25th anniversary edition when I'm 100.
And look, I got this for CD at half price.
I didn't live to be 100.
I know I got the hologram version, but...
A hollow record, but...
This one comes with David Lee Roth coming to your house. Thank you for buying the record.
He'll wipe
Roth is here again!
He'll wipe his nose on your sleeve. Oh, you got some DNA.
I possess the letter DNA of Lemon. I can't say it. I can't talk. Can't work.
Hey, I can't do it anymore.
I bring nothing to the conversation.
I don't.
Joe brings nothing to the conversation, and yet we've gotten 461 podcasts out of him. Well, more like 450.
One. Oh, wait, why is that? Because he's missed a few?
He's missed a few.
He always...
The slacker.
Scrooge's going for that thing like Ellen Alda on MASH. He's the only one who's been on every single episode.
Yeah.
Damn right. You got your name on it, but I do everything else.
I'm going for it, too. How am I doing?
Terrible. Oh. You got a long way to go, boyo.
Where in the world is Joe Ryder?
Where in the world is Gray Ryder?
Hey.
Hey. Hey. You know what I found interesting in Hot Comics?
Great time.
But it's an exit.
I know. What's that?
The new issues? Pretty much decimated.
Yeah.
They were out of most of them.
That, same thing at college. They got hit hard.
Which I think is a good sign.
They pent up a demand.
Oh, that pent up regression.
I wonder, because I know before Free Comic Book Day was canceled, they said, oh, we're going to turn it into Free Comic Book Month. And they said, nah, we're just going to cancel it.
Which would be impressive if they could cancel all the books that these guys bought and ordered.
No, they're going to reschedule it.
Lame.
Trying to figure out when they could do it.
Yeah. Labor Day.
I'd say do it when the New Mutants movie comes out, but that's probably going to get delayed about 20 more times.
Movie comes out?
Yeah.
Movies
don't. I think it'll be cool when it finally does come out, they'll be able to reunite the cast. I remember when we done that thing.
When half of us were still alive.
Wait, is this the one that Stuart Pat was in? No, he's on Star Wars doing his own miniseries.
Star Wars?
For CNN.
Yeah.
He's doing it for CNN Access.
A new Star Wars series for ESPN. Because sports still aren't back.
No. Right, right.
I get tired of eating the alphabet.
Although Fox Sports Deck has been, Fox Sports 1, they've been shoveling money at Vince McMahon, and he's, like, filling up their schedule.
Are they still doing XFL, or is it?
It's ended. They've declared bankruptcy, and guess who's trying to buy it out of bankruptcy?
Trump.
Paul Dangerously.
Kennedy McMahon.
Oh, Jesus. So he's going to, yeah.
So it's basically
get it back for pennies on the dollar.
Out of paying everything.
Yeah. And still
and then buy it again.
Yeah. I thought IRS was buying it.
Paratroopers.
The $1 million man.
What?
All right, you can have the XFL if you can bounce this basketball 10 times.
8, 9. Oh, he didn't get it. God. That is funny.
How would you have liked to have been Ted DiBiase when they bring him in? Here's the gimmick we're going to give you. $1 million man. Now you have to live the gimmick.
Yep.
So we're putting you up in the best hotels. You're going to ride in a limo.
Yep.
Et cetera, et cetera. It's like...
But we got a little bit of bad news for you. You got to hang around with Virgil.
By the way, here's something that most people forget. Who was the man behind the NWO?
J.J. Dillon.
No, it was the $1 million man.
Oh, was he?
They revealed him as the man behind the NWO, and then a few weeks later it was just forgotten.
Yeah, I remember him being involved later, but not that he was the man
behind. That's like the higher power that was involved.
So did they call him Millionaire Ted, or?
No, he was just Ted DiBiase.
Mr. DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase.
DiBiase.
What is that, some sort of tube?
The hell's that?
Yada.
Is that the Undertaker that was worshiping a higher power?
Yes.
Who is it? It's
me, Austin!
It was me all along.
It was me all along.
Oh my goodness.
Don't trust anybody, Austin.
The worst reveal ever.
Oh, there have been some pretty good bad reveals in the television history of wrestling.
It's hatching!
Come on, man. The gobbledygooker was fun about 10 years later.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? By the way, $60 if you want a Shockmaster figure. Probably higher now.
Oh.
Now, did either of you watch the Broken Skull sessions between Undertaker and Austin?
No.
I don't think so.
He's talking about how he's brought in, because Undertaker was brought in at that same Survivor Series as the Gobbledygooker.
Yeah, that's right, it was.
Oh. So he's just, you know...
Not that I remember it happening that way, but I've heard it since.
Bring it in, and, you know, Undertaker's seeing all the things for the egg, and he's like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
Are you having me come out of an egg? Is this a rib? Are you doing that to me?
Trust me, it'll be big, just like the Red Rooster.
Oh, he's going to be the greatest superstar of all time. Not just another dumb gimmick.
El Dante. We haven't got enough of him.
El Dante.
Al Dante. He's almost done.
He's almost over. Oh, but not quite.
You humanoids.
I don't know. AEW's only got one gimmick that I kind of scratch my head about.
Okay, wait, let me guess. Oh, yeah. Harvey Whippleman was the women's champion at one time, too, wasn't he? Wait, so did they have a women's champion back then?
Morella was? No, Chris Statlander, who's from the Andromeda Galaxy.
He is from the... What? Don't mess with me. She's obviously from the Andromeda Galaxy. The Skrull Galaxy, I prefer to call it.
Sorry, we already know from Star Trek that the people from the Andromeda Galaxy don't look human.
I know it from the Skrull Galaxy.
And besides, you know, if she wants to win, all she has to do is push that little thing on her belt and turn her opponent into a cube.
Skrulls have their own galaxy, which bothers me.
Not anymore, they don't.
Did you see the cute little Galactus back at Hot Comics? It was a pop figure.
No.
It was.
No.
He's so cute.
No, I ain't.
That's
no,
what
I ain't.
Need cute Galactus.
There's your pitch. You're in.
My name is Mitch. I got a pitch. I'm such a bitch.
Hurry.
I know.
You gotta get there. Oh, Mike, be careful. Will ya?
I think they're running out of stuff to put in omnibuses. Why? Well, they're reprinting War is Hell, 9 through 15, in two of them.
We need a power pack.
Not a power pack omnibus.
I need another one.
Huh? Yeah.
What I need is, I need ROM. Marvel's ROM.
I think you're going to have to stick to the collected bag of comics.
I thought for sure to help Bill... Bantlow, that they would do that in some type of even essential format.
They'd have better luck just sending Mantlow a big check than trying to work things out with Rom himself.
Yeah, Chrome Dome. But he's still in Marvel Fumetti's. Remember, he was a toaster.
Nay.
Well, and IDW was able to reprint the Marvel.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they had to do it in that artist edition where they actually just do scans of the original art.
The original art.
Yeah.
Where'd they get that?
From collectors.
Good.
The guy who puts those together, I think his name is Scott Dunbeer. He knows tons of original art collectors. That's where he gets the stuff from.
Good heavens.
Been a while. That's new.
Yeah, put them all in order.
And there will be no more of those with the DC books, by the way.
Because?
Because DC said, nope.
Stop that, you.
Yeah, basically.
Anything to make
what's that chum's called?
That makes you wonder if DC's like, hey, we're doing it ourselves.
They might. And again, if it's their trade paperback and hardcover people, the pages would be out of order.
Wow.
You can't see that at home, folks, but I just rolled my eyes halfway across 35W.
And I burped. Couldn't hear that either because it was silent.
We heard that.
But deadly.
Only smell it.
Corey could edit in a burp, I suppose.
Yeah, he could.
Go ahead.
He's lazy.
I got a ton of them from Joe.
I would hate to, you have a file of them.
There for a while, I was keeping a file.
Ooh, check out the train. Ooh.
I'm swearing when I record the novel cast. Because when I misread something or screw something up,
shit.
I just, oh no.
He invents words.
I swear like I'm a group home kid in the 1990s.
Or me and my brother in the 1970s.
Or me driving down the road. Get out of the way, you son of a sir!
By the way, I am going to put this on record.
Uh-oh.
When I die, I want my obituary that I once told a 25-minute version of the joke, The Aristocrats.
Yeah.
That made someone go to the bathroom and throw up.
Who?
I'm proud of that.
Who?
It was when I was working at the movie theater. One of the kids said, "Oh, you know a lot of jokes. Tell me the dirtiest joke you know."
Oh, God.
It's called?
When I got to the horses and dogs,
yeah,
the scatological stuff,
yeah,
he turned green.
I had a joke that I told a couple
times. Well, what do you call it?
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
I had a joke that I told a couple times at work, and I got people to run outside because they thought they were going to lose it. I'm proud of that.
Was it like a chicken crossing the road joke? Or
no, it was an actual joke.
Funnier than that. Oh, it was an actual joke.
Yeah. And they looked at me, and one guy looked at me like, and then he just ran out. And then the lady come up and she said, "What happened to him?" I said, "Oh, I told him a joke.
I'll tell you.
And he got sick." "Really, what's a joke?" And I said it. And she went,
"Oh."
I said, "Are you okay?" "No, I got a gag reflex. Just let me be for a minute."
I went to be.
And I wanted to go, "Oh, oh." But that was.
I do too.
Here.
When I was working at the group home with Dutter, we were telling jokes, and I told one, and one of the people who worked there was a pastor. And after I told the joke, he had to leave the room.
Oh.
Because he didn't want us to see that he was laughing at it. The joke is, how do you keep a woman screaming after sex?
Oh, I know.
Wipe your dick on the curtains.
Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't bring myself to say it.
Jokes aren't funny.
For Pat.
We'll save all these in what I like to call blackmail file.
So much for running for office, Joe.
Well, no,
I mean, so much for losing.
That should qualify.
Yeah.
Now.
That was not a Planet Fitness before. That was a Best Buy.
No, Best Buy was on the other side.
So what was it?
Sport Mart or something.
Yeah, Sports Mart before that, like Sleep Master.
Was it Sleep Master and they went under?
Yeah.
Or did they go up?
I wouldn't.
No one could sleep.
I need my mattress.
Master.
Give me a mattress, you sons of bitches.
Oh, mattress, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
get in touch with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's right, I get to sleep in my own bed tonight.
That was a Best Buy.
Boy, that was Sound of Music. I got to sleep at work.
Sound of Music.
And get
no, Sound of Music was over
no,
here.
Was right there.
Got hit. I thought it was over here.
What was that?
By a tornado. Or was that over here? Because it moved a couple times. And the one time...
The tornado hit and flew. It was over there and over there.
So, yeah. Right! Because we're all... And, of course, the best place ever, Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
The last Farrell's finally went under.
Oh.
Where?
It was in California. Went under last year.
Well,
I heard the last...
So much for getting a zoo.
The last Blockbuster is thriving.
We can still go to that place.
Did you guys ever get a zoo at Farrell?
My cousin did.
I did for my 20th birthday.
What was it?
Oh, it's just, you know, this huge thing of, you know, ice cream.
Oh, huge!
There are like six or seven of us, so, you know, we split it up. But still, it's like, they came, what would you guys like? Like a zoo and six Cokes.
Five large waters.
Corey's pancreas goes, "Fuck you!"
It's got to earn it.
Ooh, huge plant sale.
I've always wanted a huge
God,
plant.
God, I love huge plants.
No, his name is Hugh.
I thought Hugh was a board.
Pronounced Hugh. Wonder what kind of plant it is.
You the Borgs.
I'm so Borg.
Probably a bubble plant.
All right, we just left the source. I love it because they have on their door, no mask, no entry, which is their right, you know.
Well, and why do you want to fight with that? What the hell's wrong with
that? I don't know. There's people like, oh, take away my rights.
Like, damn, man, yeah.
Like I said before, this is private property. They rent to do business, and they set the terms.
Like they have the right to not call it tidal wave anymore.
Nobody argues when it's like, no shirt, no shoes.
Yeah, people do.
So...
They do where I grew up. What do you mean I gotta wear shoes?
What do you mean shoes?
You guys
too only fancy. Have shoe.
You guys too fancy for me. I ended up buying just a bunch of variant covers, which I will keep and or...
Not keep.
Yeah, or eBay, you know, whatever. That's what I tend to do.
I didn't buy anything, man. I
know we talked about...
No, neat.
We talked con a little bit.
I couldn't find an anchor anyway. Or my Kazar.
He said if I want, I could take the con stuff that we got and just do auctions and donate it to either Heroes Initiative or Comic Buyer's Guide, which I may do.
Why did he say that?
I don't want to sit on the shit for...
What's Comics Buyer's Guide?
Or not Buyer's.
Okay.
Heroes Initiative
I thought it was back.
Comic Book Legal Defense Fund.
Yeah, I got you.
How about you, Strode? What'd you find?
Superman Family Showcase number 4.
Show me cover.
It's the giant Turtle Olsen.
Ooh.
Really? Oh, fun.
I have heard about these stories, but have never read them. There you go, giant Turtle Olsen.
That's more cooler than I thought. That's actually cool.
So, pretty much, everything is... our geeking is done, because...
Huzzah!
Everybody closed!
Everybody's closed. Even the Barnes & Noble, which never opened, because, I mean, they're usually open till 9. And
yeah, like, actually, you don't even want to take it for granted that you'll be able to get something to eat.
Nope.
Much later.
Well, restaurants have carry out.
I was going to suggest...
Not when they closed.
Yeah, some are. Mama's Pizza is an hour.
Mama Pizza.
Because they're that freaking busy. We could go past the Dariette. Because they're open for drive-in, and we can just get it to go and head over to my place. And
I love the Dariette.
Yeah, or we get it.
I never heard of it.
What it's on Minnehaha, right across from.
It's near your house.
Right across from the post office there.
Oh, what do they have?
Pretty much hamburgers, chicken.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Spaghetti.
No, I know. I believe I know of the place.
Yeah.
My school bus used to go by.
They were actually slated to close because the people who are running it want to retire. And sometime between them closing last season, because it's an outdoor, like, drive. Oh, it's the old-fashioned drive-ins where, you know, you order and they drop it off at your car.
Yeah.
But a new group bought it sometime over the winter and reopened it. So.
Dang.
So that's kind of cool.
Dang. Are we closing in the winter?
I was just closing it a bit. So.
You're closing your winder?
I closed my winder.
It's nice out.
Corey, did you close your winder?
I did close my winder.
You want
the
winter's
all getting old.
Do you want I to close our winder?
No, you do what you want.
Well, I don't want to.
But I haven't been able to get a haircut, so my hair is just all over.
My hair messed up, too.
I'll have to wait till we
pretty
stop.
Pretty soon I'll have Bret Hart's hair. You know, where he keeps it long, but it's so thin, it looks when it gets wet, it looks like he's... You've just got a few strands on the top of his head.
And it's always wet because it's Brett Head.
There's one for sale.
At Brart.
And we're going to drive by the State Fair, which is not open, and people are blaming on the governor, and everybody with the State Fair is like, no, we can't get people to work.
And more importantly, the State Fair is an autonomous.
Yeah.
It's its own. I mean, the governor could theoretically close it, but they pretty much run their own thing, and they run it with the efficiency of the mafia, to quote our departed pal Nick.
Efficiency was the word he used?
Yes.
Didn't he say Shriners, though?
No, he called it mafia.
Oh, mafia.
But the biggest thing in the letter was, we can't get anybody to apply because they don't feel safe.
Well, and I I'm a guy who goes to the fair and expects to come home with some epidemic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you guys think the con flu is bad. Oh,
God. Everybody's there, touching shit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I washed my hands once.
More importantly.
Ah, oh, cripes, I gotta wash my hands today.
I got my hands wet.
I wouldn't have gone. I mean, I don't care if they did run it.
Oh, I never go anyway.
I love going. We park.
Yeah, there, me too.
There's that Lutheran church just down the block where you take the bus over, take the bus back.
Yeah, that's a good. Since they started doing that, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it easier. We've even toyed with the idea of going, because they're free. And we even go to Maplewood Mall, pay $5 to go there and back. But,
or you can ride your motorcycle and you can park in the little motorcycle lot down here. Down here, because we're here.
Okay, I'll take the breeze.
All right, we'll go there.
Oh, no, I don't know where we are.
But,
come back there.
He was.
Yeah, and again, I feel more for the vendors, because some of these people, this is like 90% of their income for the year. They work their ass off for 12 days.
Yep.
Come on, Chuckle.
And take the rest of the year off, so yeah, I feel sorry for them too. Hey, wait,
what? I don't know, that's the key.
That is the key to everything.
But, like I figured,
if you're smart,
I can go get 1919 root beer.
Stop.
Thank you. I can go get me a corn dog. You see, this never used to be a stop, so I'm
I know, man.
I'm thinking, like, way, way old school.
Yep, it doesn't matter if it's been there for 30 years.
I believe you can get Sweet Martha's cookies at Cup Food Stamp.
The dough, I believe, yeah.
Well, I believe that's a good idea.
You make it yourself.
There are many donut places around selling, because a lot of food trucks are doing it. So, Toronto Pup's about the only thing I can't find. And they vary from corn dog.
You can probably find a Pronto Pup in the freezer section at your local gas station.
I just wait until they cook them up.
At the gas station, I tell you.
Warms them up. Gas! Get it! Gas!
Two, please.
That's what I had.
I got that.
Baby, you can drive my car.
There's a Riedel. Oh, hang on a second. Hello? Oh, sorry, Paul. Oh, Sir Paul, sorry.
Hello.
Sorry, that was Paul McCartney. He said never do that on a podcast again.
Wait, what?
He could go to hell because I'm a lord.
He's a sir, so I think sirs, you know, he'll knight your ass.
You're a lord?
Yes, I am a Scottish lord now.
Pyro!
It costs $17.
Yeah. I'm a Moonanite.
I have a square foot of land in Scotland.
Oh, my God.
And I am a lord.
Oh, mine too.
That was the one stupid thing I got with my COVID check. Because it was $17.
How's that? $17. Not that.
Fair I have choppers. A certificate and everything.
Fair choppers.
Fair chops.
And if I go to Scotland, I can visit my square foot of land.
Let's go.
What happened? He never got back to Canada.
Let's just go over here, take a picture, and say that's it. Yeah, I know. It's a long way to Canada, Corey.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a long way to Tipperary.
Long way to the top, if you want to rock and roll.
And I do.
And you do. And I do.
This used to be my playground.
Now they tore it down.
No, they just rebuilt it.
They took it away.
It became more expensive.
They tore it down because Joe had been there. We must now salt the earth so that nothing may grow.
As we did, we tried to collapse that historic streetcar bridge, but nope. Stay off, it's going to collapse. Oh, here we are. 50 years later, hey, it ain't collapsed yet.
I saw a tree collapse on that porch of that house there once.
I remember that.
After another one of those big storms we were, and it wasn't the same one, it was another one of those big storms we were talking about. Much, much later.
Hey, what are you doing with those kids? Come on, sweetie.
Besides being cute.
I like to do this, not only because it's the law, but because it pisses people off behind me. What are you stopping for?
My law is cross at the crosswalk.
I am the law.
And that's after my stay-at-home law.
To be fair, I didn't want to hit her with my bumper. Did that fat all over.
Aww.
I just cleaned the chrome from the last one.
Now she's never gonna.
Yeah, never learned.
ISO cube, 10 years.
Never last. Well, there's only one thing left to do.
Nap?
How'd you get those books so big? Yeah, nothing I like better than taking action shots with people while I drive.
Action shots? While you drive. That's what recommended.
I believe that was in the beginning of Stripes.
Take a right.
See?
That part's gonna fly. We keep these engine block eggs down while we send it pretty. This place over here is now a non-profit, but I kept thinking, now that would be a cool trains and comics.
you got it figured out.
I did.
You never did buy Bandana Square and turn it into a hot comic.
Oh, it's my idea. That was Herbert. But he has bad memories.
Oh,
at least I got cash.
I expect there's going to be a lot of empty places that could be a nice hot comics coming up soon. Coming up soon. So are we going to
Ketter's?
Are we going to Ketter's?
Sure.
First shop?
Yeah, we'll go right by it. I'll give Corey a... I don't even know if I've ever pointed this out.
Please,
to Corey.
Mr. Ketter.
So back
along the
back of the park was where I lived. And then right where it's Pond Nings, that was Ketter's first shop.
See that?
See so it? I would walk here.
Corey's not interested.
And go.
I'm seeing it.
Did you?
He'd rather stick his head in the phone.
I just lived up over the hill here, and I had no idea that was there.
And now when I first went to John's shop...
Were you?
It was very sunny, and my eyes still worked good.
I knew you were slowing down. Hey, liquor!
Mm-hmm.
There we go. What a comic store right next to it.
We don't do
Did
that.
Did you see the name of the liquor store, though?
No.
Toasted.
Ah! Brilliant. So down in Florida, if you were to put one thing in a comic store, what do you think would be
sunblock
good to do? Nope.
Oh, that's my Florida experience.
We visited one down in Orlando.
Aye.
In the back of the comic shop.
Yes.
A bar. And when I walked in, I was like, oh. And my buddy Eric and my wife went to the back, sat in the bar, and I spent like 40 minutes.
And I haven't seen them since.
No, unfortunately, they came out. But and it wasn't like a mixed drink bar.
This is where that
like
lightning strike Brian was talking about happened, right on this bridge.
Oh, while he was walking it?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Those are the old-fashioned iron bridges.
Because it hit the tower over there.
White Suburban Auto. No, North Suburban, sorry.
So I figure that would be part of the new comics store, have a bar in back.
Oh, well. I'm old enough.
Skateboard ramps outside.
Old enough. Oh. Yeah.
There's a reason why we don't talk to Corey.
Yeah. I had a lot of adventures right down the street there. A lot of my when I bought my Hulk 181 for a nickel, it was right there.
No.
From a guy.
Did he buy you the Marvel Value Stamp separate?
He sold me the Marvel Value Stamp from Thor 227.
You were a shrewd investor.
Oh, and I lived in these apartments. And didn't know that Ketter's shop was up there. But John was just a couple blocks up, and then he moved right across the street.
Oh.
And then he moved downtown. So.
Yeah, because where the first place I caught him after Ketter moved his store downtown Minneapolis and it eventually ended up closing. And I was like, oh, let's go check out Hot Comics.
Nobody knows.
And I don't believe the shop's here. I believe it got where that brown brick building is up there.
Yeah.
I think that's where it was because they tore down the building.
John's second shop was on the left here where that guy standing in front of the building.
Yeah.
That, was a,
and that was
a different old
that's
building.
That's where I caught up with him for the first time.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing he was there for a year, you know, if we know our leases.
Because what I could do is I could take the bus from downtown Minneapolis if I wanted to stop at Midway Books. And then come up here.
Why were you in downtown Minneapolis?
That's where Greg Ketter's shop was.
Oh.
And Schindler's. So
John's first shop was right here on this corner.
Oh.
There was a print shop on the corner, and he had a little thing next to it right there.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And so that, oh man, I was in heaven.
And here's what's left of my Sears.
Yeah, and there's Joe's Sears. Where,
oh,
you know,
it's an Amazon
we'd go
fulfillment
in and,
center now.
We'd go in and play Atari and look at Star Wars figures. Remember that there was a movie called Star Wars?
Oh, that doesn't sound right. It never lasts.
Never lasts. Ah, there's a new.
That's a dumb name.
No hope. No hope.
So I worked at Sears in the catalog. Whenever they got toys in and someone returned it or never picked it up,
Joe was the little boy in the
we would transfer the toys downstairs.
Yeah.
They wouldn't send them back to Chicago.
Yeah.
They had this Devastator set, one of the Sears exclusive box sets. And I thought, I should buy this now. I said, well, I'll wait till it gets downstairs.
Oh, I'll wait till it gets downstairs.
Never got downstairs. And you know what ended up happening? Guess who got it?
Mr. T.
Nick. Ooh, Mr. T.
Nope. You're thinking too hard. Who else would possibly grab a Transformer set?
Brian got it.
Thank you, my friend. You take care. Come on, it can't be that tough. Take care, my friend.
Now, remember...
Oh, yeah, Brian got it.
I lived...
Because he told me about it. He said, nope, I had that.
Oh,
I found
that's
it
great.
In Sears.
That's
and I said, damn it.
That comes
even at that,
like
I didn't
that.
Even know who the F you were, and you were still...
Yep, he was taking you to taking you to school.
Taking to business.
So then he moved down here, and I didn't walk all the hell the way down here. So
and
I went
was,
from...
Yeah.
Of course, I was getting a little older, and we could do it, you know.
Well,
and
the thing
I take
was,
that back. We did that when we
this
were
was
years old.
This was like a ditch.
Oh, this was a hell of a hill.
It was, yeah, it was like totally undeveloped.
Yeah.
Undeveloped 35E.
Yeah, this
so
wasn't
you,
a
freeway. You walk down a ditch, and then you walk up the other side.
And that wasn't a Holiday Inn.
Where this brick building is, Corey, the parking lot, was a convention center. That's where the con was. That we were talking about when I took pictures with the sketchbook. That
oh, back
Ernie,
in the 80s?
Yeah, Ernie Chan was there, and Don Simpson, and Sergio Aragonés, and who else did he have?
Well, he had Bob Burden from Flaming Carrot.
Did he?
A couple of years later. Chaz Trog was there.
Before the cons, he had Mike Grell at his shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chaz was there. And that's where Pat and Joe had their first show.
So, yeah, that's where we ruined the comic
that parking lot.
Now, if I recall...
And then John's was...
1, 2, 3 over.
Yeah, the third one over, I'm thinking, too.
Which is neat, because now...
And he moved side to side at one.
Yeah, now because now I go over there, and I get into the one side where it's a restaurant, and I go, yep, just like it was when John was there.
Well, yeah.
Because the facade is just brilliant.
Right. Yeah, it's just a brick building. A brick. Brick. What a brick.
Brick!
Stop acting like...
It was brick!
Brick.
Brick.
Now she is a brick.
Ounce.
Yep.
Ounce. She's mighty, mighty.
What did that nitwit mumble? That was hilarious.
I didn't even.
Oh, man. That was funny.
So then I'd go from there around the Civic Center.
Hi, Snoopy.
Because there was the. If I. Depending on. If I was going to work or not, I'd stop at the library and end up getting like a grocery bag full of paperbacks and shit to read.
Charlie Brown.
And within a couple weeks, a lot of Charlie Browns.
Yep.
Doonesbury, early BCs when he was funny. And then I'd end up reading them all and the next week turn them back in, even though you had them for like 2 weeks or something.
Well, yeah, drop them off when you're ready. And then down up Wabasha with Shinders.
Yep. Yeah. And the McDonald's there. Because if I didn't have to go to work, I'd eat at McDonald's. And now also in Town Square, there was a Walden Books for a while.
I was riding my bike around this corner when I was 9 years old.
Oh, jeez. That's Chris Wirt's City Hall when she has to go there. She's working at home now. And then, of course, the number 3-5 bus would come up, and I could, if I was going home, I could take it home.
If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have walked home from the caves.
Yeah.
Yeah, the caves are closing.
I know. Cave Comics. I'm ready to go.
Oh, brilliant. Man, you are a genius.
So this is all redone, but Schindler's used to be in the middle here. Tell. And you could come in the back entrance to McDonald's and come out. I saw
King Kong in that movie theater down here. Yeah, so, Schindler's was right in here. I suppose, Corey, you went to that too, though.
No, I never went to the Schindler's in
Santa and Bob. They moved. Maybe even twice.
Over here once.
Just the one time they moved?
Because then they went out of business. And that's when the city went in to investigate the property. Because there used to be a real decrepit building here. The only thing in it was a post office.
I saw an AWA wrestling exhibition. They set a ring up in this parking lot.
Really?
Yep. And almost everybody was there. And this was in the days of Paul Ellering was there. So it was that 3 months.
Where this record store was is where the Schindler's ended up. And then the Schindler's, of course, closed. What ended up happening is they went in and Chris told me, I said, you know, they're a little worried. Why? There's nothing but baseball cards and porn.
And Candyland was still open today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you got to order it or you just call them.
Oh, okay.
And I've done that where we could go around if you want.
I'm picking up popcorn at the movie theater tomorrow. They sound desperate.
Yeah, they were like, what are we going to do with it? And I said, well, what they probably will do is they'll come back, and if you guys dispose of it...
Kenny J was there.
They will come back and say, hey, you took like X number of dollars of... Buster. And you owe us for that because you took our merchandise. And I said, what are they going to...
No, Schindler's was gone.
They're like, what are you going to do with it? And I said, well, the baseball cards are worthless, and there's no way the city's going to do anything with the porn. So I said, well, just throw it out. Now, speaking of AWA,
Scrap Iron Gadaski,
we went around the River Center, but that used to be the Civic Center where I used to go to all the AWA matches. Uh-huh. Buy the $10 tickets way up high and then sneak down wherever you could. Except the one where Hogan had his rematch against Nick Bockwinkel.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't get in?
No, we went to the
adjoining facility.
Yep, and watched it on
closed circuit TV.
Except hours before. I dropped my glasses.
Oh, no.
Crash.
Oh, yes.
And all the girls were like, here, try these. Oh, I can't see. Oh. So what I did is I watched the thing, a little tiny shard of my glasses.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
On my knee.
I was
at the Roy Wilkes Auditorium at the time.
Roy Wilkins.
And half of it was torn down because they were like refurbishing it. Oh, it was it.
At that time?
Yeah.
I did not even get to go to that. I think when the tickets were sold out, I wasn't sold on the TikTok Roy Wilkins closed circuit TV thing.
Now, did
also like with WrestleManias, I didn't want to go to those and watch them on TV.
Did you ever go to the closed circuit WrestleManias?
No, I didn't. I wasn't pleased about that.
Smart about enough to know where to go.
And I had already bailed on the idea with the Bockwinkel Hogan rematch, so I wasn't hip to the. Hip isn't the right word. I wasn't comfortable or confident in the closed circuit TV. I was smart to go in to see AWA Wrestling over at the Minneapolis Auditorium, though, which was in between, goes over where, in between the Thunderbird and the Mall of America.
Which to me was like another state, because I knew where it was, no way to get out there. The bus, I think the Carlton Dinner Theater was there, but there was nothing there except cornfields and no bus. I was like, I'd take the bus to the east side of St. Paul, cross the river at 5, and then I'd have to walk.
I could get my mom to take us out to the matches once in a while.
My mom would drop us off at the Civic Center and pick us up.
And I could walk to the Civic. Well, at one point.
I could bus home. I wasn't worried about that. But, oh, no, too late.
Savoysale.com. And it's a shame to see my favorite pizza place gone.
But that would make a good hot comic. That would make a good Crazy Comics.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I could fight for great, the hot comics level.
Great, terrible parking.
The place I'm waiting to go on
24-hour sale
is this wooden place right next door.
Oh, that place.
Would be an epic comic store. I mean, high ceiling.
They could rob your ass blind in that place.
Oh.
Yeah.
We stopped
and there's trains out back, so you can sit
and watch
trains. We
stopped at that one bookstore over here at one time.
Bookstore.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's really?
Yeah. I went by and... They're either not
but
open,
the Bail Bonds place goes on.
And the pond and the taco truck.
Lives on and the taco truck.
No, yeah, they're... They are... If they're
the taco truck's open.
if they're doing what they're doing, it's they're not doing opening for public. But I haven't seen those green bins around either, so they might have folded shop.
Wait, green bins?
You used to dump your books in to be recycled. And what they would do is take out the good stuff they could sell, donate stuff, or recycle it.
That's what I do.
Old books.
Oh, this ought to be good.
This ought to be good. Oh, wouldn't you know it?
Oh, God, I knew it.
Hey, let's take a stormtrooper helmet and spray paint it with glitter.
My God, I knew it.
Still better than anything Vince Russo did.
What's the Vince Russo at the height of his prowess? What was his best?
Oh, his best?
Single achievement.
Viagra on a pole match.
Oh, it wasn't the Brawl for All?
Oh, did you watch Dark Side of the Ring, that Brawl?
I did.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
He did the whole thing just because he was pissed at Bradshaw.
Oh, man, can Cornette lay it down? I would hate to get in an argument with him.
That's another guy who could write an encyclopedia, and I would buy one every month. What you talking about this month?
Oh, he's got a podcast.
No, I want a book. I'm not big on the podcast.
Oh,
I'm going to go sit on the roof.
Is just brutal. He went on a rant against Becky Lynch getting pregnant.
Oof.
See, here's the problem I have with Cornette. He hates AEW. Everything about it. And it's like, dude, this is the only show that's fun right now.
Hey, that would be a good one.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
All that place over Great Out, that'd be an awesome comic shop.
No.
Yes.
You want parking, fella.
There's parking in back.
Oh, that'd be a great place.
Nobody's at the beauty school.
And there's Mexican food across the street. That's important to me.
Holly got tacos from that place. They're not bad.
Holly got them?
Yeah.
When I lived back where I showed you where I lived, then we moved way the hell out here, and I rode my bike over there to hang out with my friend, and my pedal broke off riding up the hill on University next to the Capitol, and body slamming me flat on my back in the middle of the street. Ugh. Something like Hogan's Andre the Giant body slam. And then I had to ride. I had to ride home on one pedal.
Picked you half up and then dumped you over.
Hey, this place is for sale. What do you think of that?
Parking.
That'd be a good... You and your parking. Jeez, there's plenty of...
Park on the roof!
Plenty of good parking.
Park on the roof! Ma!
Get off the dang roof!
I could call my ma from here.
I won't go anywhere where that doesn't have parking.
There's plenty of parking! You don't even drive!
You don't even go anywhere!
That's true. Parking or no parking? Okay, you don't even go to a parking lot.
Never mind, we're taking the bus.
You know what's wrong with this parking lot?
Too much parking.
Not enough parking.
Not enough parking. Oh, somebody died there.
Too much parking. Too much parking.
Yep.
What's wrong with this one? Too much parking.
Yep.
People be bringing 2 and 3 cars and putting them in.
Parking there all day long.
Yep. What's up with that? It ain't right.
It ain't right.
Then what you gonna do?
Park.
Park.
I had to ride the bike all the way back with one pedal, I said.
One pedal. That's a sad...
I don't remember it really bothering me, but it is something that happened. The slam on the street probably knocked me so senseless.
You know what's crazy is I get on a bike now and I'm like... It's like, dude, as a kid, I used to pedal all over the place. What the fuck?
Yeah, all the way
and
to the bus stop.
I wasn't in the best shop shape. No, that was...
Horse shop. You were in a shit
before
shop.
Now buses are pansy ass. Oh, put your bike on the front. No, you...
Yeah, don't ride alongside the bus.
You ride.
Grab
all the way
back of the bus and hold on for dear life.
Damn Skippy. Stop hitting them brakes.
Stop hitting yourself.
It ain't all glory.
Hold that for a second. I've got to hold it. Hey, this would make a nice comic shop.
It would.
You know what's wrong with it? Left.
Oh.
Not enough parking.
Well, it's right on the parkway. Should be plenty of parking. The hell church was this? Boy, that That stairway looks secure, doesn't it?
Stairway to a lawsuit.
Stairway to Applied Scientology.
Stairway to 11.
How can... Stairway.
Hey guys, I... What? Yes, sir, Mr. Plant. Nope, never again.
How can Spinal Tap not have a song called Stairway to 11?
Escalator to second floor.
Escalator to the second floor.
And the escalator stop.
I like escalators.
You know what the problem with this place?
It just becomes stairs.
No parking.
Plenty of parking. Oh,
a school bus.
This fat guy's probably ate everything.
School bus parking.
No parking.
Why are you getting on that guy's case? He likes coming here.
All right. Should we go up in order? Or do you want to do this?
He's a currentel. Parking handicap spot.
I got a handicap.
Drive in.
Chunk, chunk. Should we just go up? I wasn't smart enough to park close to that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna park.
All right, stop.
Hamburger, onion rings, and
hey!
Welcome to my place. As we eat, we stopped at the Dariette, Minneapolis.
Featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
It was.
People will be driving all around Minneapolis looking for it.
Sorry, this is from Minnehaha in St. Paul. So, as we eat and we want to end up a podcast, freaking and geeking.
Water on chair, get me. Freaking and geek.
I guess I start.
Well, uh-huh. Butch would start.
Butch? What you freaking on?
I wasn't ready for that. I was ready for geeking.
No, he's ending on.
I'm freaking on that I had a perfectly nothing planned today, and some creep showed up and dragged me out of my house.
Made you shower.
Made me shower. Wife was like, what the hell is it? September? Dragged me off to go do stuff.
Yeah.
He's doing stuff.
What a jerk those guys are.
Isn't that awful?
Not only did they.
And then the weather cleared up. Maybe I don't understand what freaking is.
Do you think they would have gotten a hint when you didn't answer the door at 9 a.m.?
Tummies.
Well,
dumb guys.
For me, freaking, just that a lot of the shops we want to get to had real limited hours. Which I suppose is true.
And you had to wear a bandit's mask.
That didn't even bother me.
I like wearing a bandit mask. That way the cameras don't catch me.
Not in this day and age. You can't hide from the
camera. How about you? What you freaking on?
Well, I showed up to get Butch. I see three cars in the driveway. Knock on the door. Dogs are all barking and everything. No amps.
Oh, here come the helicopters. Everybody look down.
That's what he's freaking about. I didn't hear a thing.
He ignored me the whole time.
That's pretty smart.
Huh?
That's pretty smart.
You think that's bad? Here comes the life rescue chopper.
Pair of choppers. I'm freaking about that nostalgia zone. You know, he said he's got to get open soon because he's got bills to pay and he can't figure out how to get the store open. So that's not a good sign.
But why? We went to stores that were open.
Yeah.
What's his deal?
His store is so cramped there's not enough room for social distancing.
Okay.
So he's working on a plan so that basically he'll bring the boxes up to you and you look through them.
He's just do a schedule like a garbage truck. Wait, what?
Or by appointment. Hard to say. Geeking.
Serious customers only.
What you geeking on, Butch?
Oh, my God. I was sitting around doing nothing this morning when my two of my best friends show up and asked me to go out for a geeking day with them.
I bet you were so happy you showered.
I was so excited and so happy. I didn't even mind showering.
Didn't even mind waking up early to see who the hell was at the front door and then ignored him.
Nope.
You said 9 o'clock. Yeah. Yikes. Because 9 o'clock's early. Or I'd hate to see 10 o'clock.
Well, for me, I didn't get called into work, which is good.
Oh, that is good.
Discovering that store time bomb, that was unexpected because not only, most time, you know, you see a thrift store and it's whatever, but this one actually had a fair amount of geek stuff in it.
That was good, and that, yeah.
Definitely when we get to Nostalgia Zone, it'll be worth another visit to that place.
I was a little disappointed, Corey, by that captain's hat.
He's always disappointed. But we're on geeking now.
Look at those peppers.
I know.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the peppers and onions
here. It could have been something you didn't even see.
He wouldn't have noticed. Generally, though, it was kind of fun just looking around, checking things out.
It was a good day for it.
How about you, Mr. Strode?
You know, first off, it's the first social thing I've done in like 3 months.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I've been social distancing since like 2000.
Yeah. But I like the fact that at the comic shops, they said, yeah, business picked up really well. They're out of the new stuff. People come in, they're buying books, because there was a lot of worry that people might not show up.
Like with all the restrictions, break them of their habit?
Yeah.
Break them of their...
Well, Nick always used to say that when a store closes, about 50% of the customers just quit buying comics.
Just disappear into the ether. They walk out that door and into an alternate dimension.
And that was why when I closed Crazy Comics, we worked so hard to try to get as many people over there. And I don't know how many ultimately went there. Tog obviously did.
Yeah.
I did see a couple guys end up over at the other Hot Comics, or they would just go places closer. Have not heard of any place that's closed in town. So yeah, it's kind of fun. I did not get to Cedar Cliff, unfortunately. We did call him, though.
He told us to come tomorrow.
I'm going up north tomorrow, otherwise I'd love to swing by, say hi, see what kind of goodies he's got. I saw him before this hit.
Yeah.
And really, for a comic shop in Minnesota, the timing was almost perfect. I mean, it sucked in the break in business, but the last week comic shipped, that Saturday, everything closed. So they got the last bit of comic before Diamond stopped. And now they're just allowed to reopen the same week they ship stuff. Oh, my thoughts? Gotcha. Governor Waltz of Minnesota.
Comic fan.
Closet comic fan.
Yep.
A box full of Savage Sword of Conan's on his desk. Yep. Oh, wait, that was Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got your Kazar number, what is he, 7?
I don't know what number
he had it opened up before you got to
it. It's that issue with Kraven the Hunter whooping his ass for him on the roof.
Mm.
Maybe it was the Money on the Roof match.
That's probably the only Kazar I got. I'll see if I can find it.
Number 20.
And I got some cool stuff.
Me too, good point. I try not to get too excited about life, because nothing ever happens. But I got some good stuff.
That's like I was talking with Dan Wiesemeyer on the Facebook page.
I got that head friend back.
He was talking about, because, you know, they reopened up in Florida, and he visited a comic shop. And I said, you know, I love going to comic shops, but I'm not so much. I've done a lot of eBaying. I've done a lot of order. Mike Rittenhouse, I called him up at his shop. And ordered a couple books from him, like $65 worth of stuff. Ordered some stuff from Dreamhaven over, and I ordered some stuff from an artist online out of Canada. But what I love about going to comics, and it kind of, you could see it kind of transpire. Like when we were at Hot Comics, I didn't buy anything because
transpire.
They have everything that I have. You know, unless I bring my comic list with me, and there's very few comics I want.
They haven't moved very fast on cleaning that store out either.
Well,
wait, what?
The back is a little different. You can actually access it, but they just get so much more coming in. And
there will be more.
And I would have loved to have gotten up to Hot Comics in Richfield, which I haven't been in a while. But for me, going to the comic shop is just finding things didn't even know I wanted.
Hmm.
You know, because that's half the fun. Like, you know, you say, well, I found this, didn't know about that.
Ooh.
Next week, I'll talk about my comic I got. Cow. 1 through 3.
We will get an in-depth review of Cow.
Damn straight. I can do the Fantastic Four movie, I can do Cow.
Yeah, I get the Snyder cut of Justice League. Do we get the greatest Fantastic Four movie of all time? No.
And there you go. That is Crazy Comics and Stories Road Trip 2020 Part 2. Next week we'll be back with a regular episode, which will sound much, much better, unless Joe has some sort of problem and the storms here in Chaska cause horrible, horrible electronic crap to happen. I want to thank you for listening. We're not going to do the ads or any of that. It's just we're already running late. We want to get this out as soon as we can. So we will be back on schedule and on time next week with another episode of Crazy Comics and Stories. Good night. Funk is on a roll.
Funk is on a roll. Hey, yo. Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here.
Done, bitches!